through the grain on the opposite pane from the place where I'm seated within. I do not intend to unfold it. I'm not the kind store up in my mind every passing abrasion and bruise, and I thought it better to write you a letter concerning your gentleman's shoes. Concerning your gentleman's shoes, they were heard of a night in my hallway. They were seen at the gap of my doorway. They were shining like silk under butter. They were singing the same and the other. I shouldn't drink every drop of the blues that fell from your gentleman's shoes. Now in triplets and trochees your gentleman spoke and returned to the courtyard amused. The sound of his gentleman's shoes. So tomorrow I'll stand in the field where the dew never touches the daisies, counting to 10 with the sun on my skin and my secret intention concealed. I suppose they will say I was crazy, for who would resolve to disarm a revolver he knew very well how to use. So if you hear a sound, do not look to the ground. Do not rush to discover the news. 20 paces between, I can't bleed on the sheen of your honorable gentleman's shoes. And if I see you there where the sun does not care and forgiveness is never refused, I will laugh in face, deny and embrace the disgrace of your gentleman's shoes. And I would not mind if there's nothing to find, because nothing is nothing to lose. I'll leave you both swearing, I hope you'll be wearing those very same gentleman's shoes. Those beautiful gentlemen.